Good morning from Skirt Strategies, Monday Morning Detox, talking about relationships. I'm going to follow you this week. I'm going to hover over you and see how you interact with other people. I'm going to see what you're really good at. And then I'm going to watch how people respond to you and how you relate back to them. Okay, maybe I can't do that. You know, we talked about the holodeck last week. Perhaps the technology is not so far off, but if you were to imagine me following you around, maybe I'm your mentor, maybe I'm an assessor, maybe I'm a critic, whatever might work for you, I'm going to be there. Okay? Doesn't that make you look at it just a little bit differently? Doesn't it make you increase your awareness and become a little bit more self-conscious, but also conscientious of how you're interacting with others and what you're doing well? Well, we're not going to dive into what you're not doing well yet, but we are going to look at some relationships that aren't working so well. We'll do that next week. This week, though, I really want to know about you. And I want you to look at how well you build relationships and how well you maintain them. You've got some real strengths. Maybe those strengths are listening to undercurrents. Maybe they're being able to assess what someone else needs. Maybe they're tuning into someone's emotional state or a fear or a need or even a mood. And if you can pick up on that, that's definitely a strength. But somewhere in there, you've got those sort of strengths. So if I were to ask you, what are you good at when you build those relationships? Maybe I find the answer out by you articulating it to me, or maybe I follow you around and find it out. Both of those ways are great ways of mining answers to that. Keep track of those strengths because we're going to make sure that you leverage those every time you can. When you've got challenges out in the workplace, you probably call upon those strengths. And that's good to know. That's good to refine and become even better at them so that they overpower those things that you're not so good at. I would say that one important factor in strengths in relationships is maintaining diplomacy. I'd say that was also a strength of mine. Here's an example. A coworker of mine, she was actually kind of in a similar business world, but we really didn't have too much business together. But in town, we worked on some projects. About a year ago, she moved to a different city. I kept track of her. She and I had a relationship that was a little bit strained. I'm not sure that she would have said it was strained, but I did because I found her to be consistently unreliable. She would drop the ball. She'd get frustrated if you called her on it. But she had the reputation, and it wasn't just me, of not following through on some things and not doing them to completion. So when she moved to another town, I was glad that I had maintained the relationship because I had a scheduled keynote in that town a few weeks later after she moved. I thought it would be a great idea to build some other business while I was in that city, and having her there as a relational network would be perfect. So I called upon her and asked her if she could, you know, do a little scouting for me and see whether there's some other things that I might be able to do while I was in her town. Well, as history serves it, she did not get back to me, and it took a little bit of prodding, and I did it with diplomacy, and eventually got a couple of contact names out of her that would be worthwhile for meeting with while I was in that town. You know, sometimes we're really challenged with working with other people. It's probably the most difficult thing that we do. Lots of things can go wrong. There's variables that have to do with personality, moods, traits, history, power, position. And you being able to maneuver around those is so important. Think about what you do that's really good. Do you build those relationships well? What do you do when you maintain them that works well? I would bet that you had a whole list of assets that makes that happen. Keep track of what those strengths are because next week we want to talk about them just a little bit more and bring them into play when you have those challenges. We know you're good at them when relationships are going well, so let's make sure that we inventory them. That's your task for this week. It's lined out a little bit more in your accountability detox, the one-page PDF that comes with this. And what I'd like you to do is during this 4 minutes, relax, breathe, look forward, think about how good you are at building that network around you. Be grateful for yourself. Be grateful for those others. May you be happy. May you be productive. May you have an oh-so-balanced week. Here's your 4 minutes.